Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Oh, sometimes
God, that was a big
I know. I do just feel like
sometimes you just gotta let the tension out.
Sometimes I feel like I forget to breathe.
I have that. Yeah, sometimes when I'm working out, if I'm doing a really hard exercise, I literally forget to take a breath in.
The more I think about not being able to breathe, the less I can breathe, though. Like, right now, I'm now concentrating on my breath.
Breathing.
And I feel like
I'm gonna Don't worry, 2 minutes, you'll forget about it. Right. Just come back from Mallorca.
She's so brown. Her face is not off
my
her
face,
body.
My mum was laughing at me the whole holiday, like, you look ridiculous. I cover
I've
up
never
my face.
I've seen it like this, though. It's never... I'm always like this, so I'm used to it. Am I not?
What do you mean?
Like, my body's always a bit browner than my face.
Yeah, so is mine. But this is, like, I guess, so contrasty.
Yeah, but I swear your face is normally a lot browner.
I normally put fake tan on it. I haven't been bothered for the last week. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. To be honest, I quite like it. You don't have that orange, like, rim.
I've stopped having that for ages. That was my hair.
What do you mean?
I know. Well, this is a whole other topic. Anywho, Mallorca was lovely. I was with my parents. Lots of lovely, like, fish, vegetables.
You eat really healthy, tell me.
Sun, boat, sea.
Stop
my
it.
Little dog. Oh, it's just very wholesome.
Yeah, but how long were you there for? 10 days?
10 days.
10 days. Did you drink anything or not really?
Yeah, I had wine every day.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Two or three
very
glasses.
Wholesome.
Very wholesome.
I saw you were having cappuccino so late at night. I was like, I don't understand.
Me and my family just are not affected at all by caffeine. It's showed up in my DNA test. Guys, fact.
And
caffeine does not affect me. On my whole family, we will have cappuccino, espresso before we go to sleep. Bizarre.
God,
I know.
Not an espresso, that's awful.
Could.
My dad has that, it's awful.
It tastes horrible, so better.
Yeah.
I know, but like we could, like it doesn't make a difference. The caffeine just doesn't affect me.
So
which
in,
is annoying, because sometimes
yeah.
when I'm sleepy, I'm like, get me a coffee to wake me up,
so
but it kind of doesn't do anything.
Nothing wakes you up.
Not really, no.
That's why you nap all the time. I'm fascinated by this. Could
I
like
nap and then I have the horrible sleep paralysis.
I for a week.
Really?
Yes.
God, I kind of wish I was like that.
No,
also,
it's miserable.
I don't get the jitters or anything.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm stable.
Okay, guys, we have the one and only
GK Barry. And we're going to have to ask her where that name came from.
Yeah, GK Barry is so
It's
funny.
An interesting one, isn't it?
Have you guys been watching TikTok? Because if you have, I'm actually not new to the whole TikTok trend, but I've seen GK Barry. I feel weird calling her GK Barry. Why are my legs so veiny?
Because stop looking at yourself. We're in the middle of a podcast.
I'm just looking at my legs and they look so veiny.
No. Right. So we have a little listener email referring to the little story that I told. Do you remember about how the girl was dating one guy and then was actually shagging the roommate in the middle of the night? That
Awful.
Story.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone's written in. Oh my gosh, this reminds me of a wild F girl night of mine. I went back with this gym manager guy who I fancied for years. We went to his and had a night of shagging. God. So graphic. Didn't realise his housemate was ... the guy I had been dating / texting
no.
for a few weeks. I then got the ick after sleeping with the guy, the gym manager guy, and then went back with the housemate two nights after. Oh my God, no, wait, hold on a minute. So she got the ick With the guy she'd been dating or with the guy that she slept with?
No,
the gym manager.
With the gym manager
that she'd
been
checked,
texting,
the housemate.
The housemate, and they'd obviously slept together.
I then got the ick after slept with the gym manager guy and then went back with the housemate two nights after.
Sure.
Thought we got away with it, and as I walked out the front door, he clocked me and put two and two together, mortified and so embarrassed.
What do you mean he clocked her?
So I think,
of course he's going to realise.
I know, of course he's slept with you. Of course he's going to realise. But that is just awful. I guess because you thought you were so hammered, he wouldn't have recognised it.
No, but their gym, she obviously goes to his gym. She's
Oh, gosh.
That whole thing. Don't
that
know
is a bit of a
something about having sex with someone who goes to the gym, really. Like, there's a lot of, like, gym incestual.
It's because you get those, like, weird hormones and you're working out, so everyone's, like, sexually attracted to each other.
Yeah,
when they
I
work
swear
out
to God, this old gym instructor used to...
Ladies, make sure your boyfriend has a... Like, if your boy... No, sorry, boyfriends. If your girlfriend has a PT, make sure he's not fit.
Yeah, it's true, because
he genuinely releases, like,
PT
hormones.
He used to, like, stretch me and really... And his, like, groin would be, like, she touching in, me,
ooh,
and I was like,
wow.
Oof.
Did you enjoy that?
No, I didn't. I used to be... And they're also right above you, you know? Like,
yeah. It's quite... I
know
exactly
where
they're pushing your neck back.
Where the fuck
do
you look?
And they use their whole body to do it, and they sort of lunge over you.
They
lunge. I know what you mean.
His dick is literally rubbing against
God,
me. And I'm like,
stop
no,
it.
No, where do you look? You have to look
Yeah.
And then also, it's like 2 minutes long. You're like, breathing. Yes, misery.
God, that is hilarious. I know exactly what you mean. Right. Ben Affleck, Bennifer, got married.
Oh my God, she's just aging backwards, isn't she?
I know, they did a little Las Vegas wedding. The outfit was quite sweet. Oh my God, a honeymoon in Paris. Quite romantic, especially for an American. No, for
not
an American,
for me.
They've done it all. There's a reason they've gone to Paris, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but how can they be private? Everyone's going to be around them. They're going to just have a lovely meal, like looking over the Eiffel Tower.
I don't know.
Or like, they bring the kids? Where would you stay? It's so hectic in Paris.
God, I don't know, we need their itinerary. Anyone who has it, send it to us.
Maybe they can't. No, that's just not enjoyable, the thought of that for me. Paris was so hectic. Like, for me, I would love to go, but I think it's more of a girls' trip. I honestly do.
So agree. We need to do it. We need to do it properly.
Like, for me, Jamie and I have better times when we're by a beach and we're, like, so chilled. City, we're both quite hectic people. So, like, you're just on the go the whole time.
Whole
it's
time.
Not that romantic.
You don't have the relaxation.
No.
Relaxation.
Whereas, like, in there, you can, like, lie and sunbathe
on
each
other.
Just
enjoy each other's company, not talking. Just
whereas
enjoying
Paris is like, dun, 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 dun. And I'd rather just have champagne and, like, go shopping with my friend.
God, I'm so with you. She'd do it. She'd
yeah.
be like, okay, right. Also, sorry.
She'll find out when they go at the same time.
Emily Ratt, I'm so upset. She is my number one girl crush. I am devastated.
No, I don't fancy her.
Oh my God, I think she's so banging. Looking at her as a human, I just think she's banging and she's just sexy.
Yeah, she's so sexy, obviously.
So, obviously, she's getting divorced because he cheated.
I know.
Apparently multiple times.
Have the girls come forward?
I don't know. We really need to read up on this.
I just also like these girls. What like little bitches? You all know he's got a wife.
I know. But you know what? He's always going to find someone to do it with, isn't he?
That's awful. What a fucking fool. He also is not sexy. Like,
I
are you okay?
I do
now?
Not understand what went through that man's brain. I mean, she might
he
be
must,
a horrible person.
No,
but,
he must just... Yeah, she could be boring
but
and
like,
sick. But he
still
must...
Still, they're married and they've got a baby. Like, for fuck's sake. Look at that.
Surely
sweet,
it's an insecurity.
Sweet,
like, he just never felt he felt inadequate compared to her. So he's
which,
like,
yeah,
oh, I'm going to, like, just shag for validation. That's what I'm going to tell myself.
Right.
Because I don't want to believe that people
I
are just
do, yeah,
so
that,
awful.
That's cynical and terrible.
Okay, guys, we've rambled too much.
We have. We're now going to have the fabulous UK Barry join us on our sofa for a glass
can I get
of wine.
Right, guys, we've got to introduce our new guest today.
Dun-da-la. Grace. Well, GK Barry, can you just explain where that's come from?
Yeah, so basically, when I first started my TikTok, I was like, I don't want any bastard to find me. No one from my area. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah, sorry. So anyone to find me. So my best mate who I lived with was called Tatiana Barry. So I was like, I'll use my initials, which is GK. And then Barry.
But now you're like so big on
yeah,
TikTok.
Yeah, now
surely
I just should have just
you.
Said Grace Keeley.
Yeah,
really,
now.
I don't know what the point of that was.
Sounds a bit like you're a rapper. Like,
yeah,
it
does.
In the house.
Yes.
It does.
Close enough. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You see me after a bottle of wine.
Oh! Talking about that, we need to try our wine.
Yeah.
We keep forgetting to do this.
This is an M&S special.
Oh, go on.
It's got a lovely colour to it, that does.
Love that.
That is really, 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 really nice rosé.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, really nice.
Yeah, that's actually well nice.
delightful.
That's so nice. That's
right, let's
nice.
Just talk about the notes for a moment, because we haven't done that in a while.
All right, okay.
Slightly fruity, but slightly dry.
Is this like taste or smell? Notes.
Taste and smell.
Boom.
What? Okay, do you want to know how your manager?
Mm?
You go like this. So you spit it back out.
I'm not a spitter. I've got to say, I'm not a spitter.
Oh, yeah, God. I know you're gonna do it.
Right, so you know, you're not gonna do that. You swirl it.
Oh.
You sniff it.
I almost choked.
But all I smell is alcohol, and then you go.
Taste smells a bit. Am I drunk already? It smells a bit like white vinegar that you wash your like sinks with. Do you know what I mean?
So Grace is not gonna be recommending this one.
No, I'd recommend it. Like tastes good.
No, but I know what lovely. You mean. All alcohol smells a bit vinegary.
It does, yeah. It does. Especially, it's got. Does it have good legs? No, it doesn't.
I don't
have
think
good
rosé
legs.
Has. That's legs, like the little things right. that go on the side.
Oh.
You know, like the swills, like the remnants.
It like
the
clings resonance. To the side.
Are
and then like
talking
drops
English
down.
Right now? What is going
I don't
on?
Know. I speak another language, I've decided. Like, I actually don't.
Sophie does this thing where she'll like swap the letters of words.
But say it confidently.
Yeah, so you'll be like, I've gone to the.
Do I? I've never known.
You like swap the first letter around with the second one, and then it's like, how did you even do that in your brain? Like, I don't know how your brain works.
It's a strange
like.
Little brain.
Do you know what
that
gets exactly like that? We'll blame it on dyslexia. Yeah.
I am fully dyslexic.
Are you?
Yeah, but I can't manage to do that.
I think the I'm stopping I'm slightly dyslexic.
Just got to speak
well, it does sound like it, yeah. I've diagnosed you. You're welcome.
Grace, your yes. TikTok Friday. Stories are so funny.
Thank you.
I die. The boyfriend one.
Ooh. Oh my God, that is the best thing I've ever seen.
What about my parents?
Oh no, the oh. one that the big
list,
one,
the rules.
When it the rules.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was on about a whole different one there. Yeah, yeah.
What one were you on about? Because spill the beans.
Well, I spill have.
The there you go. That's it. I add random letters.
Do you know
in.
What? It kind of adds to it though, so I'm fine with that.
It's my own
adds
language.
To the spice.
It's very endearing.
Yeah. But no. So basically, had this guy who's now my boyfriend, but at the time. My parents went away to like Italy or something and they were like cat sit and I was like yeah okay inviting him round straight away and was just you know cock sitting instead and then it turns out we have CCTV. I didn't realise we had CCTV
no, not in the house
no well I hope not because
wait so they saw
I've
him
made
walk
a
in so they know then. He was in the house
yeah and he stayed for like the whole weekend and then I came to introduce him to my family and they were all playing up to it. And he went straight upstairs to the bathroom. And like, upstairs is like Area 51. Like, no one knows what's upstairs. And they went, did the man just go upstairs to the bathroom? And I was like, no. And he was like, has he been here before? And I was like,
no.
And they were like, yeah, well, and then they showed me the CCTV. And I was like, yeah, no, he
I like
been
how
here,
they
yeah.
tried to double bluff
oh my God, yeah. that I always do that sort That's of stuff to my brother. I always what try and double do? Bluff him.
So wait, talk to me about your new boyfriend. Is this a new relationship?
He's a man, yep.
How old's a man?
24.
He's a real man. How old are you?
22, so
stunning.
He's a paedophile. What can you do? Yeah. Going great, though. I say this, we've been together, like, we've been talking for, like, a month. So, realistically, when
God,
this gets...
early.
It's fresh.
Wait, is he actually your boyfriend, or
yeah,
are
no,
you just
for like a week.
The gun? Fresh out
wow.
of the boyfriend.
Yeah. I snapped him up off the market. No other bastards getting their mitts on that, I tell you
Wait,
that.
Did you ask him to be...
No, he asked me. But I was literally like, listen, if you don't do it soon, you know... I've got porn stars coming on my podcast. I will
just
have to,
shitting
yeah.
on my shitting on my chest.
Yeah,
shitting on your
shitting
chair.
On my chest. So just do it, and he did. So I was like, so if he now goes on lads' holidays, I've got spies.
See what do we? I agree. Lads' holidays are not the one.
No, he's. Are you joking me? You think he's allowed on lads' holiday? No way. Wait. Unless his mum's there, he's not fucking going. No way. Bless his soul.
What about social media following? Because I saw your TikTok.
He doesn't.
That's my dream, to have a boyfriend with no social media.
He doesn't. And he also, I think some people were finding out his government name and he just went straight on private.
Sorry, is this guy some sort of like investigator FBI thing?
He's a mafia member.
What on earth
so
is going
actually
on?
Fill us in a little bit. What do you mean his
Give
government
us some insight.
No, like these the people like on my videos were dropping like his first and second name. And I was like...
What, so it's Fast and Sandy?
Yeah, but like I haven't told anyone his name or anything.
Well, your friends have obviously... Oh.
Yeah, but like, do you know what I mean? Like,
do
my followers.
Show him on your social media?
I've only showed like some videos of him randomly.
These stalkers will go through everyone that you follow and then find a match and then be like, that's
but
it.
How would they? Did you put like his little hand
well,
in it?
Well, once I accidentally, I said in one of my TikToks his name and then he's the only person I follow with that name and I was like,
actually name him because you've already announced
it. Well, sorry. Don't follow him. I'll break your legs. Anyway.
Is he private?
Yeah.
Did you make him private?
No, he just did it himself. He's very well liked. He just kind of knows.
Is he in this sort of space, the social media space?
Although I met him. Oh, no, you don't watch Gogglebox, but there's these brothers that used to be on there called Joe and George Bags, who are also on TikTok. And I met him at their party. So like, he kind of knows about it, but he didn't know who I was. I mean, he wouldn't speak to me if he did. But
he definitely would have. You're a sensation.
No. I mean, if you say so.
No, I bet he did. Did he pretend he did?
No, he actually didn't. And then he went back and watched my TikTok. Because this girl came up to me and was like, something about, can you send a message to my sister? And he was like, why the fuck would you send a message to her sister? And I was like, you're new here. You're new here. And that's fine. That's fine.
You're like, just she wait. I send a lot of messages.
Yeah, I was like, get out the Instagram now.
Like, lol.
Look at my followers. I have a fan base. Oh my god, it's too good. And Melissa, I was going to ask you what your list of rules of relationship would be.
Oof.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, right, out of your list that you've made here,
are we
doing
be
that?
Be brutal and
quite
don't make
fun.
Me look like a psycho.
I'm liking this. Okay, friends. No, I think you can have friends that are girls as long as they're not fit.
Deaf to them, yeah, no way.
No, I'm joking. As long as there's definitely no.
As long as
there's no like chemistry.
Dogs.
No, as long as they're butters, I agree.
Yeah. No, come on. Jamie's got loads of really pretty friends, and you're friends with all of them too.
Yeah, but they're so friendly. Like, if we were younger,
as long as they're really, really, really in the friend zone, they're not like a new friend that's on the scene. You're like, wait, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, if he suddenly's like, I've made a new friend at work,
and
I'll
they're
be like,
also, all Jamie's friends are married. If they weren't, it'd be a whole other situation.
It's all circumstantial at this point. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Friends, ugly friends, I'm with you.
Height. The height's never been a thing to me, but I've always just gone for boys that are taller, so I guess it is a thing, but subconsciously.
I quite like a small man.
Yeah, clearly.
Do you?
No, Jamie's not that
a little
small.
Pocket for you, yeah.
Just a little pocket rocket.
Yeah.
I can fold up and put in my
Jamie's
shirt.
Sweating and crying right now.
What's the password one? Like, what's that about?
It's got to be. I want his passwords?
Well, my ex's password was all of his ex-girlfriend's fucking names.
No!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Did you stay with him when you found that out?
Sorry, you not told me that.
No, but like from his, like when he was like 10 years old.
That's different circumstances. God, he really is caught up on her.
I know. Clearly, I was like, Christ alive, I know her name. You see last names her all the time. Like, okay. Thanks for that. Right. Okay. What's my friend?
Delete that bit.
What's my friend's thing?
Can he shag your friend?
Yeah, like getting on with my friends.
An essential. You've got to get on with my friends.
No, it's so true. Yeah, I agree.
Essential. There's nothing worse than someone that's like lazy about like socialising with your half and they just want to be with their friends and they don't want to socialise with your friends.
And they
that
force you to socialise with their friends.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
All of your friends have the personalities of a wet sock. Like, I do not want to be socialising.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Have I ever had that? Not really, but I would die if Jamie wasn't friends
with my friends. I kind of had that with my, like, with
Harry, but I think that's because there was such a big age gap between my
friends. Well, you didn't like it.
No, he didn't really ever hang out with mine. Not he didn't like them, it just never happened. Just because I'm the age gap.
Did you say Harry's your ex?
Mm. Harry Barron. Is Harry UK Barron.
Harry as if, I was done like Made in Chelsea, Harry. Yeah. Tall one. Was that your ex?
Do you know him?
No, well, no, I've just, I'm not going to lie, I've watched the show.
Surely you knew they were going out there.
No, well, no, I haven't really watched the new, I was watching it like, when like Lucy and shit were like,
yeah,
going mental on it.
The OGs.
Yeah, but I watched a bit.
The OGs, here and there. Yeah, he became, he was a naughty boy when he first got on and you turned him.
Did you?
Well, I don't think he was ever really a naughty boy. I kind of think that was like a persona.
Oh.
But I don't know. He's lovely anyway.
I love that.
Okay, social media. Ideally not. Don't have social media is my dream. Like, just for a boy, just to not have social media.
Yeah.
Or just follow their friends and be private and just post, like, the random, odd, weird thing. Just someone who doesn't give a shit, who's not shallow enough.
I suppose the only good thing, if they're known, is that if they do cheat, you are finding out straight away.
Yeah, I quite like it for that reason.
Yeah. But then people can make stuff up, though,
no,
can't
but
No.
I don't think... If they're going
to
cheat, they're going to cheat.
I've never had a message about Jamie. Isn't that so weird?
I'd think, though, because people would assume what he was like, or, like, maybe they'd be like, let's stir the pot.
So weird. Back in the day, you used to get them all the time about Harry, and they were clearly not true.
Yeah, because I was with him the whole time. Whenever
yeah, when Jamie actually did fuck up at the very, very beginning, and I never even got one message.
You've tamed him. I'll be honest.
You've tamed the beast.
Put that on your CV.
Lying. Lying is a no-go zone at all costs. Yeah. / I have told a couple of white lies in my relationships, though, so I mean, can we judge? What?
No. But I think we're allowed to lie if
white
we're
lies are right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. White lies are okay.
Fine.
Thumbs.
What do you mean? In the thumb bum? In the bum?
Yeah,
thumb
I heard
in the bum.
Thumb in the bum.
Come on. We've all done it.
Why is it a thumb?
Fashion. It's a finger.
Unless they're like finger in your asshole.
Oh my God.
Like, just like a thumb's like...
I really, Dad, if you're listening, turn off.
No, mine's watching as well at this point. He's used to it.
Fashion is important to me. If a boy doesn't dress well, I'm kind of like, oof, sort yourself out.
I do agree.
I think it's quite sweet when they don't, but when they
try. Is that because Jamie doesn't dress well?
Yeah, occasionally he gets it so wrong. But
most of the time he's all right.
No, it would be really death for me if they like wore... It's like laying clothes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like a gilet and like...
A chauffeur waistcoat.
Moccasins. I'd be like,
a chauffeur waistcoat. Yeah,
you keep that to the countryside if you're going out shooting, whatever. Don't fucking bring that shit to
London. We have such different lives. That's amazing. If my boyfriend said of going out shooting, I'd be like, what, men? Like, what do you mean? Love that.
But you know what I mean? You must have seen boys in those waistcoats.
Yeah, no, and it's just a no for... Yeah, imagine me
dating
a man in a waistcoat.
Unless you're like an older
though.
Man. If you're like a dad, fine. But our age, I'm like, no, please stop
When you've
it,
got kids, you can't
even
worry
about I don't know. Sometimes JB wears
them
and he looks great.
Who's
them.
That?
Justin Bieber.
Not a chauffeur waistcoat.
I don't know what a chauffeur waistcoat is. We clearly live different lifestyles too.
You'll know
like
one
the
when
long
you see
waistcoats.
It's like, no, it's like a country thing.
Oh, I'm thinking of like what you get out of the car in.
Oh my God, you know an example of who wears that is...
You're thinking of a fucking
like an actual
limo
chauffeur, yeah.
No, oh, don't worry. If you don't know, you don't know.
The girls
can't,
that get it.
Can't
get
educate
it,
you
clearly.
On that.
I'm thinking like an agric at my uni. Like one of those with the scrappy hair. Like put some gel in it and give yourself a scrub. You know when they've been outside so much, their face is always red.
Red, yeah.
Like it's almost windburn.
Ooh,
I know.
He's giving high blood pressure. Yeah, gets like that.
I'm just gonna show you a picture, just because I feel like it's essential for you to understand what I'm talking about.
What a shape!
It's essential. Yeah.
Ew.
You must have seen boys in that. It's fine for an older man, but like in that, it's such
Ew.
A countryside thing.
No, I just call
Do
that
you know
a waistcoat,
what I mean?
And I just like a gilet.
Yeah, it's a gilet, but it's like a brand.
You've got
it's very country bumpkin like.
Oh, I'm in the dark.
Sorry.
I'm just going, yeah.
Oh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they wear skinny jeans with them. They wear skinny jeans with them, and then they wear like loafers.
Chinos with them.
No, some boys, I just see them on the tube and I'm like, the whole thing's just not right.
No,
and it
just
makes
skinny
me
skinny jeans
out.
Would have been like a...
And they always wear like a pink shirt or something.
Yeah.
Like yes. It's disgraceful.
Or like but red chinos with it.
It's just not the... London's
I
just
feel
not
like
the
their
area
mum still
sort.
Breastfeeds them if they wear that. Yeah. That's the vibe
they're
I get.
They're just hanging out the Sloaney Pony. Yeah. Like they're just hanging out the
That type weird. Of vibe is just not for me. My dad wears them and that's fine because he's a country man and I'm like, you're an adult, it's okay.
Yeah,
but when you see like a younger... I'm like, no.
We'll let Edwin off. He's okay.
Right, moving on.
So we've gone through that.
Oh God, she's hammered that glass of wine.
Well, this is what Melissa does to me.
I make her feel so bad about
she,
it.
And also, she will drink it, so she'll be like, "Oh my God, guzzling that." I'm like, right, okay,
no,
Dad.
There's no judgment here.
Hammered the glass of wine.
Oh, God.
Right.
We'll catch up.
I'm going to Paris tomorrow, so I'm like on holiday mode.
Oh, bonjour.
Oh, yeah, you have a glass of wine on the flight.
Feel a bit heartburny after that wine.
God.
Take a Rene before you have it. Don't hammer it. That's for scotch. That's
oh, my God, no. See? That's for scotch.
For score, I said. I literally put the C.
See? This is like, what does it all the
right,
time.
Psychologist, what is that? Like,
maybe you're having like a stroke.
Mum and Dad, why did you not get me checked out when I was younger?
It's too late now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.